Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 252. That's a palindrome. It's a palindrome episode.
It works. Backwards, forwards, so forwards, backwards, upside down.
252 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Are they really pinging each other about it?
Some of these I've definitely been pinged about or have pinged people about or tweeted.
You heard it here first. This is live reality TV.
It's not live.
Well, it's live right now. We could do the show live. That was kind of
strange. We have done the show live.
Yeah.
Or have we?
No, well, there's someone perished.
I haven't done live.
Yes, at conferences. What am I talking about?
Yeah, but I think I did a recorded at a conference. I think there was a live ping.
I don't remember.
At the last build.
It's so confusing.
Someone let us know what our show did.
Big week.
Is a tweet a ping?
Tweet a ping?
Is a tweet a ping? If you tweet at someone, are you pinging them?
I would say yes.
Because you're
pinging them, because as long as if you do the at sign with the name, you definitely are pinging them because you get notified. So you didn't ping me with Twitter today.
No.
But I saw that you tweeted something that we included in the show.
Did we?
Yeah.
Show hasn't even happened yet. It's live. Last week's show is the past, though.
And we got some comments back about the lovely addition of Snake to the Bing platform.
So if you type in Snake Game or Bing Snake in Bing, you get the nice little old Snake Game on there.
And we had some
pretty high scores, much higher than mine.
Two of our loyal fans. Did you say Tigrit, don't you?
TGRT. We asked him the source of his name before, and it's like his initials with the T at the end.
I can't
remember exactly, so I spell it out.
So he's going for a record of 55, actually 56.
Yes.
But he does bring up the issue of when the game is over and you continue to keep on hitting the arrow keys.
If you're going for a turn at the last second and you die and you hit the...
Yeah.
So did have this screenshot of 49. I believe you that you had a 56?
We'll credit you the difference.
And Fabulous Fads, Fabulous Fads also had a 58. So many tries in there. I was actually lower. I can't remember if I broke 40.
I suck.
I was in the mid 30s.
I'm in the high 20s.
Caitlin, our editor, was also in the mid 20s.
So, yeah.
Although it may have been at work, so we were,
trying to do
less
work.
Less time.
Yeah. Trying to do work.
It was research for the show. This is part of work.
Thank you very much for sharing your information with us. As always, we love when you guys comment. Keep it going.
From on the space desk, NASA, not necessarily space, but it's NASA, have come up with a material, it's actually a series of materials, a material sandwich, if you will, that can self-heal itself.
Is this a club sandwich or a tuna sandwich?
More like a tuna sandwich. We'll get into it. So a club has like lots of different things in it.
Yeah.
You say club, I immediately think bacon. I don't know why, but like there's bacon in a sandwich.
For me, it's club because there's three layers of bread.
There's the
turkey layer, then layer of bread, and then there's the lettuce layer.
See, I just had a club sandwich this weekend and did not have three layers. I did not have an extra middle bread.
Maybe it's the way they do in Canada.
It's kind of like a seven-layer dip. It's like a five-layer sandwich.
So it's a bunch of polymers. They're basically layered together,
and it can
withstand a bullet shot?
Yes. It'll heal itself within seconds of being shot by a bullet. Good segue.
Thank you.
So it is like two panes. I don't know if it's actually glass. There's a polymer layer.
When one or both of the polymer layers are punctured, oxygen enters in and mixed with ingredients inside the gel that then goes in and solidifies.
I see you skipped pronouncing the name of the gel.
Of course.
Try butylborane. So essentially there's this two sheets of polymer with this gel inside, and then they shoot a bullet through it. And as soon as oxygen, so that gel kind of starts to ooze out of the hole, and oxygen forms it, makes it solidify. So it immediately plugs the hole and solidifies within 2 seconds.
Doesn't help the fact the bullet went through and is now inside of you.
This is not meant for like body armor, but imagine if this is on a space shuttle.
Spaceship, and you get some random space object coming through.
Well, the amount of, someone just did a visualization not so long
ago. No oxygen would hit that though.
Inside.
Good.
There's oxygen somewhere in there. Outside.
I'm slow today, but this is catching
up. And oxygen will be rushing through there, right?
Yes.
So it'll immediately hit. So like something like that, or imagine you got a boat and someone shot a hole in your boat and it was completely made of this. It would work great.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
I'll buy that.
But, so it's very cool. There's a video of it happening. And in fact, they show you One version with the gel without the in it.
Tributyl borane.
Without the substance in it. And they show you just like the gel just oozing out of the holes immediately after, so you get the idea. Okay. And then they show you a version with it in there, and then just you don't even see it ooze. It just like plugs it and it's done. So super cool stuff. Space age technology, if you will.
From the PC gadget category, desk, whatever, you know, it's just there. Acer unveils a new concept called the Revo build PC. Very kind of cool modular concept that allows you to go through and basically choose the modules you want to have based on your system. It's a small form factor. I mean, one of the big critiques of small form factors is the fact that you do not have a discrete video processing unit or GPU or video processing unit. People go off and to have high-end game experiences. This one gets around that by basically having the central main PC component, like a square, that then clips on top of the graphics component or the graphics block to be able to swap out different types of graphics cards, to be able to go off and do stuff. You then can go in and throw on different accessories like a voice block or a external hard drive, a portable hard drive block, and a power block and that sort of stuff. And the idea is you have a customizable small form factor experience with a whole bunch of different modules.
Yeah, like you're saying, one of the problems is that most small builds are lots of custom parts, so you can't really fit just like a graphics card in there. But if they're going to support that and build the module for it, that's great. I am very interested on what the bus is in between all these units.
Yes, it's obviously not some kind of, well, they don't actually say.
They don't say, and they show like the base block with the adapter atop, and it looks like.
It looks obviously proprietary.
It's proprietary, but I can't even
I don't know how
describe
it
really.
I mean, you get some alignment areas in there, and the magnets kind of sit down on top
of
it.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom part with the orange on top, the base unit, it's pretty cool. I like it that one of the units they're talking about is a projector unit. So this thing sits, like I said, like 5 inches by 5 inches, 12.5 centimeters squared. That's tiny.
The biggest thing about this is that it's facts using the new Skylake chip
technology. Yes, this is one of the first machines, I think, that's been announced with the Skylake, which I don't even know if Intel's really talked about it too much yet. But that's the new, was it Broadlake before? I don't remember.
It wasn't Haswell. It was Broadlake.
Haswell was the new like desktop. Skylake is a low-power one. So not, I don't want to say Celeron. That's like a decade ago.
You're dating yourself with that one.
So yeah, no, it's a very cool concept. Interesting to see kind of the specs, everything from terabyte hard drives to extra RAM, projectors.
It comes built in with 32 gig flash local drive and then 8 gigs of RAM. It's upgradable. And then you slap on the different modules you need.
Sounds like it'd be a really cool media PC.
It sounds very cool. The trick becomes, and they talk about this in the article, the trick becomes what kind of level of support they're going to have for it.
Yeah, yeah, because you can't just swap out some random part in there. Yeah. You'd have to get another module.
Good potential for hacking of mods, though.
Yeah. We've talked about the power of Bing's prediction engine before with the World Cup, with elections, with cricket.
NHL, football.
NHL, pretty much everything has been covered. I haven't seen any Ultimate Frisbee on there. I'm going to have to ping one of my friends over on the team to see if that's going to be on there. There's some MLU and other leagues in the area. However, we are now opening up to NASCAR fans for the Chase Grid Battle. So the NASCAR Sprint Cup is kicking off September 20th. I believe it is in Chicago. And I'm not intimately familiar with how it works, but I believe it's basically a round of elimination races.
Or round. Points. Left turns.
Is that it's anti-clockwise?
You got it, anti-clockwise.
Counterclockwise.
You got it.
And so starting off with 30 racers, it's very interesting because they mention specifically Kyle Busch is on the bubble right now for that 29, 30, 31 spot to get in. And Bing not only has him qualifying, but finishing in the top four.
Ooh.
So interesting things like that. It'll be very neat to see how they turn out. Turn.
Left turn.
As the predictions move forward, feel free to go to the Bing blog to read more about it and then start making your predictions and seeing how they turn out.
I'm loving the stuff that Garage cooks up.
It's funny, you usually don't
cook
in
a garage, but they're cooking up some new apps and new capabilities on different types of products all the time. The latest release from these guys and gals is a little utility that we both actually just admitted the fact we're both running right now.
Yeah, we didn't know. We did not ping each other about this.
It's called Snip.
You must be part of the Elite program.
I am. Yes. Snip is a great little solution that allows you to basically go and take a snap of the screenshot, or yeah, I guess a snap of the screenshot. Yeah, sure. But then you can go in and annotate that and record your voice, so it turns into a video.
Yeah.
With the still image of what's going on.
I was gonna say, originally when I opened it, I was like, okay, it's kind of like self-containing a lot of the OneNote features. So OneNote has Window Shift S,
yeah,
I think, to grab, screenshot. And then it immediately goes into OneNote, and you can, yep, annotate and draw on that. And I was like, okay, I get it. I don't see why it's a big deal. But then, yeah, the fact that it's animated and does it over time, and then you can record, it's amazing for things like quick bug reports.
Bug reports.
For design changes.
Apparently it's just very popular in the education field.
Absolutely.
A lot of the requirements, you know, teachers and profs, stuff like that, can go through. And here's an example of the different portal you want you to go through, mm-hmm, and how to do it. And say, like, here's a little arrow, here's some other stuff. So definitely comes up in pretty coolness as far as where you can do with it. You can basically go ahead and share your snip by copying your clipboard and paste it inside an email. You can also go in and obviously embed it inside a website if you wanted to, because, yep, it's simply a video.
Right.
And then if you also can also obviously put it inside OneNote.
Yeah, they talk a little bit in the article about what makes this makes the garage a little bit novel is, if this was just coming out of a product group, you would have seen something like it's an add-on for some, yeah, other thing. When you have the freedom to approach a problem with a fresh approach and saying exactly what I want to get done, mm-hmm, you end up with these small, nice little get in, get out, do the task I want to get done. And that's really the cool stuff that comes out of the garage.
Some other stuff in the garage, they also came up with a keyboard for Excel.
Interesting. That I have not used.
Which is, it's for Android, basically. Excel for Android. That allows you to go through and have a better experience for if you're in landscape mode, to be able to have alphanumeric. If you're in portrait mode, to be able to have just numbers, to be able to go and quickly add entries into Excel for your Excel spreadsheets. And then also something I don't use, because I happen to be using the Windows platform, is Snap to Pin, where you basically can go through and find articles you like on your phone, be able to take them, and then send them to OneNote very easily. Again, for the Android platform in this case.
Just started using the reading list in Edge bit more.
Oh, yeah. I got a tip for that one there. You know this? If you preface the URL with read colon HTTP URL, yeah, it goes directly in the reading mode.
Interesting.
Just found that out
Protocol
today.
Handler.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that one.
Come on, we just hit time!
2:30, okay.
We're out!
That about wraps up Ping episode 252, a palindrome episode in the can.
Yes.
Thanks for watching very much. As for always, we'd love to communicate with you, the pingers, the ones who actually make this show.
The ones who actually watch
what
it.
What it is.
Thanks, Mom.
I watch it.
You got it. I know. I heard that. With headphones on.
I have to.
Leave us comments down below.
Down below. The comments right here on Channel 9. If you're watching it embedded elsewhere, the player should have a link in the little 9 guide in the back.
Yeah, he's got a little icon.
And feel free to comment. It's a fun group of people to collaborate with. And there's other content on this site too, turns out.
You never know.
I used to watch more.
You used to know some of the stuff, eh?
I know some of the stuff.
How about getting us on Facebook as well?
As always, you can find us all around the social realms on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow. You can continue the conversation on Twitter using #PingShow.
Please, please. It's been very quiet of late.
Yeah, I looked recently and it was just us tweeting.
I know. It's kind of sad tweeting ourselves.
I just tweeted something else today. I did not use the Ping Show hashtag. It was for the IFA.
That event.
Yes. There's an event happening after we record,
but
before this comes out.
No, other way. Before we record, after.
No, after we record.
Okay.
After we're recording now.
See, I'm backwards. This space-time continuum thing isn't working for me.
Before this is released, and we don't know what's being announced.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see what's announced, but
we don't know
really,
what it is.
Yeah, we really can't tell.
Yeah, and by the time it's next week, it'll be too late.
Yeah. But if you want to see that tweet, I am at Mark DeFalco.
And I am at @SignRicksterCDN. Hey, someone sent us snail mail. I picked it up, and I believe it was actually processed correctly. So we'll find out. You can send us some snail mail in case you get one of these guys right here. Apparently, we just found out today that the Channel 9 guy is Canadian.
So that was this is how rumors start. What happened is Duncan, who tweets from @CH9,
and he's Canadian,
mentioned as a Canadian blah blah, blah something, and the avatar is a little 9 guy.
Yep.
So. Some people in the studio believe that means that the 9 guy is Canadian. I don't think that's true. In fact, it doesn't have a made in.
I think it's made in China, isn't it?
It doesn't say made anywhere. All it says is chow9.msdn.com.
Well, if you want one of these guys, send us some snail mail, post office, or even as the last gentleman did, a piece of cardboard that he then wrote on. That works.
All legit.
Send it to The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 21 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Excellent.
I got it, eh?
Excellent.
All at once.
So, we can prompt you for something to post in all of these social media forums and avenues for communication. We would like to know if you, the viewer, have a suggestion for a theme or even just a single article for next week's show. Let's have a viewer...
Viewer's choice.
Yes. I mean, we'll augment and go through and choose, you know, which ones. But please, give us your feedback.
From the plethora of articles.
And you'll get to hear our opinions on random weird things that you are pinging about.
I like that. We'll go with that.
All right.
See you next time. It's been amazing.